Side 7, Dark Apprentice, The Jedi Academy Trilogy, Volume 2, by Kevin J. Anderson, continuing on page 340. Near the center of the Cauldron Nebula, the two surviving Star Destroyers hung poised and ready to launch their attack on Coruscant. Admiral Dalla stood tall on her bridge platform, filled with an electrifying new self-confidence and determination. She had not slept in the past day. Her officers sat at their stations, keyed up and anxious. A double complement of stormtroopers marched up and down the Gorgon's halls, fully armed and battle-ready. They had had a decade of drills, and now they would use their training to strike the greatest blow they could imagine for their cause.
"Commander Kratos, report," Dalla said.
Kratos snapped to attention, barking out his report. "All equipment and weaponry have been transferred from the Basilisk to the Gorgon. Only a skeleton crew of volunteers, all stormtroopers, remains on the Basilisk. Captain Mullinor reports he is ready for his final mission." Dalla turned to the lieutenant at the comm station.
"Patch me through to Captain Mullinor."
The image of the Basilisk's captain appeared in front of her. The hologram wavered, but the man himself seemed completely rigid and in control, looking stoic as he met Admiral Dalla's emerald eyes. "Yes, Admiral," he said.
"Captain, is your ship ready?"
She paused, clasping her hand behind her back.
"Are you ready?"
"Yes, Admiral. We have reconfigured all weapon systems to increase power to our shields. The stormtrooper crew has rigged the self-destruct mechanism into our primary hyperdrive reactors." He paused as if gathering courage, but his close-cropped blonde hair showed not a glimmer of sweat. "The Basilisk is ready whenever you give the word, Admiral."
"Thank you, Captain. History will remember your sacrifice. I swear it."
She turned to the rest of her crew and switched on the intraship comm system. Her clipped voice rang throughout the Gorgon.
"All hands, battle stations, prepare to begin our run. We will destroy Coruscant and strike a death blow to the heart of the rebellion."
Kit Duron piloted the Sun Crusher to the core of the Cauldron Nebula, where Exar Kun had told him Admiral Dalla's fleet lay in wait. The controls of the Sun Crusher felt cool and familiar as he sat forward in the hard, uncomfortable pilot seat, looking through the segmented view panels. He had helped fly the superweapon during the escape from Maw installation with Han Solo. During that battle, they had taken out one of Dalla's Star Destroyers. Now he would use the Sun Crusher to obliterate the rest of her fleet. Igniting an entire nebula seemed like an excessive blow to squash an Imperial insect, but Kip appreciated the irony of destroying them with their own weapons. And it would signal to the rest of the fragmented empire what was about to befall them as Kip continued his purge. The Sun Crusher's sensor panels became useless in the ionized discharge from the knot of blue giant stars that illuminated the Cauldron Nebula. The front view screens dimmed to filter out the blazing light. Kip stretched out with the force, dropping his inhibitions and letting the power burst from him like compressed gas. After the effort of yanking the Sun Crusher from the core of Yavin, finding a few Star Destroyers seemed a simple exercise. After only a moment, he sensed the arrowhead-shaped silhouettes of two Imperial battleships. He piloted the Sun Crusher toward the bloated supergiants at the heart of the nebula. The titanic blue stars were huge and young and ripe for destruction. On a cosmic timescale, they would burn hot, but briefly, ending their lives in supernova explosions that would send shockwaves through an entire region of the galaxy. With the Sun Crusher, though, Kip could ignite the supernovas now rather than in 100,000 years. He stared across the soothing rainbow sea of gas and thought of the splashed color sunsets on his colony world of Dire, the placid, terraformed lakes around the peaceful raft towns where he and his brother Zeth had played. But the Empire had broken into Kip's home and taken him and his family away, without warning. Years ago, the Death Star had approached the quiet and pristine planet of Alderaan and had blown it to pieces with its planet-destroying superlaser, without warning. Admiral Dalla had captured Kip and Han and Chewbacca after they had passed through the black hole maze. But because Kip had possessed no worthwhile information for her, she had sentenced him to death. Dalla deserved no warning, none at all. Kip increased the radiation shields on the Sun Crusher and approached the mammoth blue giant stars seething in their ocean of star material. He powered up the targeting display in front of him. A recessed section of the control panel slid aside. A screen popped up, displaying a diagram of closely orbiting spheres. Seven enormous stars crowded in the middle of the nebula, circling in complex orbits as they stole gas from each other. Their intense radiation shone through the scattered hydrogen, oxygen, and neon clouds. Kip's face was a grim mask as he flicked a row of red activator switches. He knew exactly how the Sun Crusher worked. He had stolen those memories from Kwai-Zooks. Warning beacons flashed across the command system panels, and Kip confirmed his intentions to the onboard computer. The torus-shaped generator at the long end of the Sun Crusher powered up, crackling with blue plasma. Kip remembered the New Republic engineers attempting to determine how the superweapon worked, how they had panicked at the sight of a simple message cylinder. The resonance torpedoes that triggered stellar explosions were dense packets of energy, programmed and modulated to make the core of a star unstable. The torpedoes could initiate a collapse and rebound of the outer layers of star material, unleashing a tremendously violent explosion that would rip a star apart. Kip targeted the cluster of blue giant stars. He did not hesitate. He knew in his heart what he had to do. He pushed the activation buttons. The Sun Crusher shuddered as the superweapon launched seven high-power resonance torpedoes. Against the muted swirls of the Cauldron Nebula, he saw sizzling ovoid shapes of electric green, white, and yellow fire. The energy torpedoes streaked out, plunging into the boiling surfaces of the giant stars. Kip dimmed the segmented viewport and fixed his gaze on the blue giants. The cluster would explode simultaneously, and the shock waves would ignite vast oceans of nebular material in a galactic wildfire. It would be a perfectly clear signal to the remnants of the Empire. But it would take hours for the torpedoes to tunnel to the stellar cores and set up the chain reaction. The wave of destruction would boil up from the depths of the stars until a flash of incredible force spewed brilliant light, high-energy radiation, and star matter into the cauldron. The entire sector would become an inferno. Kip felt a cold fist clench inside his stomach. He could not turn back now. Once launched, the resonance torpedoes were irrevocable. These seven stars were doomed to explode in a few hours. He pulled away at a leisurely pace, killing time. The Sun Crusher was so small that few sensor systems could detect it, especially within the electromagnetic chaos of the Cauldron Nebula. The weapon was designed to flit into a system, drop its torpedo into a star, and vanish without a battle, without loss of ordnance or personnel. A simple first and final strike. Admiral Dalla would never detect his presence. Kip's gaze wandered back to the chronometer, impatient to watch Dalla's ships being wiped out in the murderous waves ripping through the nebula. He had the most powerful weapon ever invented, and he had the powers of the Sith that Exar Kun had shown him. Where others had failed against the Empire, Kip Duran would succeed. Completely. As he drifted away from the blue giant cluster, he noted that only about an hour remained before the massive explosions would begin. The waiting seemed to go on forever. He sent out his thoughts again, wishing he could taunt Dalla. Then, unexpectedly, her star destroyers began to move. The Basilisk and the Gorgon powered up their sublight engines and started a slow drift, aligning themselves to a hyperspace path as if they were ready to launch another attack. Kip felt a flame of anger sear through him. No, she can't leave now. He could not go back and stop the explosion of the core stars. Dalla had to stay where she would be trapped. Kip slapped at the Sun Crusher's weapon control systems, powering up the defensive laser cannons mounted at sharp angles on the weapon. Then he shot forward at full thrust. When he and Han had first escaped from the Maw Cluster, Dalla had thrown all of her fighters at him in a desperate attempt to recapture the Sun Crusher. Kip figured it would take little more than a few pot shots to give her the incentive to stay around. Admiral Dalla raised her right hand, looking at the navigator. "Prepare to engage hyperdrive," she said. "Admiral," the lieutenant at the sensor station cried, "I detected an intruder." A tiny ship streaked across the bow of the Gorgon, blasting at them with puny laser strikes. "What?" Dalla said, turning. "View screen," she called.
Enhance.
A shimmering image of Captain Mullinore from the Basilisk appeared at the comm station beside her.
Admiral, we have just detected the Sun Crusher, he said. Shall we engage?
The Sun Crusher.
Dalla took a second to accept the information. She could not answer before the small ship flitted in front of the Gorgon's bridge tower again, blasting at the turbolaser batteries. She instantly recognized the thorn-shaped ship, the tiny superweapon bristling with defensive laser turrets. But the Sun Crusher's lasers had too little power to cause damage to a Star Destroyer.
Launch two TIE squadrons, Dalla said, feeling a new excitement. I want the Sun Crusher recaptured. This changes everything in our strategy against the New Republic.
The stormtroopers, already keyed up from a day's worth of red alert status, swarmed across the decks. Moments later, the bottom bay of the Gorgon opened and spewed out 100 plain-winged TIE fighters soaring through the curling gas of the nebula. Dalla watched the small battle unfold. The Sun Crusher had been designed to be extremely swift and maneuverable. With its indestructible quantum armor, the superweapon seemed to laugh at the attack she sent against it. It was only a matter of time, though.